Good morning, friends. Coach Kathy here, welcoming you to Saturday's version of No BS 100 coaching. So as you come in, I will tell you that I welcome anyone on this call. Anyone come in can listen to the coaching, hit the Q&A. If there's time, I'll answer some Q&A at the end. Support each other in the chat, but I would love to only coach members today who have or have had 100 pounds to lose, okay? So if you are a member who has 100 pounds to lose, or you started with 100 pounds to lose, this is your coaching today, okay? So as you come in, I'm going to talk about a concept, okay? I was thinking about this morning, and I was thinking about how with, you know, I lost 80 pounds. I initially lost 80 pounds, so it wasn't quite 100. But I can remember thinking as I sat on my very sturdy coffee table talking to my husband about how Corinne made sense and I wanted to give it one more shot. I remember thinking, I got a lot of weight to lose. I don't know how I'm going to get all this done. I am the biggest I have ever been. And that initial thought for me was pretty overwhelming. But for some reason, I had the motivation, I guess because I believed in Corinne, I believed in what she taught me, to just try it one day at a time. One day at a time, right? One day at a time feels doable to me. I can make my plan today. I can make a doable, flexible, realistic plan today. I think about my friend Mary Jo. Mary Jo quit smoking cold turkey, because she would get up every day and say, I'm not having a cigarette today. I won't have a cigarette today. Now, I don't know how many years later, 6, 8, 10, 15, however many, it doesn't matter. She's not smoking anymore. So small incremental changes add up. I'm going to tell you a story about my dad. I might cry, so get ready. My dad, I grew up in a very middle-class family. It was the, you know, typical, you know, I was born in 65. So if you think about the 70s, typical wait till your father gets home family. My dad was in the military part of my life. My mother, for the most part, stayed home and was the homemaker. So we didn't, you know, we were making groceries, but, you know, we weren't affluent, to say the least. Okay. My father, whenever he would break a dollar bill, whether it was for a gallon of milk or a gallon of gas or whatever it was that he was sent to the store for, he would throw the loose change into the ashtray of his truck. So it could be 18 cents, could be 75 cents, whatever it was. When he would break a dollar, the loose change would go into his ashtray. And then when one of us kids did something he was proud of, he would say, go get the ashtray, Kathleen. It's yours. So his little 18-cent deposits over time probably created $15, $16, $18, $20. And we thought we were rich, because his little incremental deposits into that ashtray created for us an amazing gift. So I want you to think about that. What can you do? What are your little incremental deposits? I'm going to give you some ideas. While I'm doing this, I want y'all to start raising your hand. I don't see any hands raised yet. Raise your hand if you want to get coached. So here are some examples of some incremental deposits. Adding 8 ounces of water a day. Let's say you are a person who drinks, 2 glasses of water a day. If you add a third glass every day for a week, you have added 56 ounces of water to your body, to your system. You have flushed 56 ounces of water through your system. If you do it for a month, it's 240 ounces of water, which is roughly about 4 days worth of water you've added. How about that? If you leave 3 bites behind for each of your meals, that's 21 bites in a week, which is about a meal, roughly speaking. It's 90 bites in a month. 90 bites of food you will have left behind just by doing 3 bites each meal. And then the last one I think is the most, I mean, it's I, when I looked at it this morning, I was struck by it. A 10-minute walk a day. That can be to the mailbox and back, to the stop sign and back, around your house for 10 minutes. 10 minutes of movement a day is 70 minutes in a week, 300 minutes in a month. That's 5 hours, y'all. 5 hours. Just by adding 2 10-minutes a day. I think it's really important to embrace next steps, little steps, small steps, level ups, just because we think initially that's not enough. But when you add them together, you string them together, they're an amazing ashtray filled with loose change and goodness, gift that you have given yourself. So think about that, okay? Think about that. All right, y'all, I still don't have any hands raised. Yay, thank you. Someone has a hand. Someone's raised their hand. That's beautiful. Perfect. Two people. Awesome. Let's do it. M. Wanan at Yahoo. Let's do it. You're coming first. And if anybody wants to talk about what small changes you can put in, let's do that too. Put some in the chat so everybody can see them. All right, here you are. Let's get you unmuted. Let's get your video started. Hello.
Hello there. Good morning.
Morning, how are
Can you
you?
hear me?
Yes,
I'm
tell me.
good. Thank you.
How are you
I'm
doing?
already very emotional and I haven't even started. So,
Oh, good. I'll be emotional with you.
okay. Gosh, where do I even begin? I started with No BS in January. And as far as my weight, I'm doing the things I know that is suggested. I know we shouldn't say should be done,
That's
what is
okay.
suggested to be done.
You just
And
talk. You just talk.
okay. And so I'm doing the things that I know I should be doing, making my 24-hour plan. I did have my water on lock, but I'm messing up with that too as well. I know I'm not eating to where I'm at enough. I overeat and I have a really bad as far as habit eating and mindless eating. And I think what makes me so emotional is I lost my mother at 56. I lost my sister at 46. And I remember my husband telling me, you know, I thought that was really going to put the scare in you to make changes towards your health. And here we are 15 years later, and I'm at my highest weight ever. So I just don't know why I don't love myself enough or care enough about myself to do this for myself.
Yeah. So first of all, let me just say I'm so sorry for your loss. Losing family members is unfortunately part of our human existence, but it's hard. It's hard. We miss them because we love them, right?
Yes.
But I want to talk about just a minute. I want to tell you this. It's very, very hard for us to make positive change when we are not speaking positively to ourselves. So when you think, I don't understand why I didn't, what, or when your husband said, I don't know why this didn't put the scare in you, working out of fear is never sustainable. Okay. Doing things from a place of fear or doubt or urgency or desperation, it's a lot of energy in your body that is not sustainable. Okay. So when you make positive changes, you need to do it from a place of self-worth, self-compassion, motivation, even neutrality. Okay. Neutrality will work for a little while as you develop some of those other emotions. But trying to do it from a place of fear or anger or desperation is not going to be sustainable. That's why it hasn't worked for you. Okay. So, you know, you can look at your mom's situation and your sister's situation and say, I don't want to end up like them. I love myself enough to make these changes and try and make change. But if you go into it looking at their situation and thinking, oh my God, that's going to be me. I have to stop this now. It's very urgent and desperate, and it's harder to make sustainable change from that perspective. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. And I think the other thing that I feel pressure is I have felt all these years, each year that passes, I'm 59 years old now, but each year that passes, I feel like I'm just on borrowed time. Because again, I have surpassed the age that, you know, when they passed away. But again, I feel like every little heart pain or every little thing that's going wrong or something's not feeling good, it's like, oh gosh, you know, okay, here we go. Am I getting closer and closer to that time? Because again, heart disease does run in my family. And again, losing them at such a young age, I feel like, wow, okay, fortunate that I've gotten this far. But again, I just don't know how much further
when you think I'm on borrowed time, how do you feel?
Scared.
Yeah.
I almost feel like maybe it just really is my time. I don't know. Again, it's the highest weight ever.
Yeah.
I'm approaching the 300 mark. So that scares me to death, but again, not enough to do the changes that I need to do.
What's one little tweak you can make to that thought, I'm on borrowed time, that feels a little bit better, that calms you just a little bit?
Thinking about my grandkids, wanting to be here for them.
Okay. How about, that's good. I want to be here for my grandkids. I love spending time with my grandkids. Yeah. How about, every day is a gift. Every day I have is a gift. Every day I have is a new day. Kind of like what I was talking about at the very beginning. This is, you know, it's just today. I'm just thinking about today. How can I make today, you know, the day that, you know, I get to go get the ashtray, get to go get the change out of the ashtray? Or how can I make today a day where I deposit money into the ashtray? And it's so funny I'm talking about ashtrays because I'm not a smoker. Apparently my dad wasn't either because there was change in there. But what do you think about it in those terms? Instead of I'm on borrowed time, you think about I've been given today and it's a gift for me to give myself, to make a deposit in my own well-being. Y'all tell me, is that too big a stretch? Or is that something that you can latch on to?
I could certainly latch onto it because it's just funny. I feel like I'm so grateful for everything else in my life, my marriage, my financial, my job that, you know, I love the job that I do every day. And I feel like I've accomplished so many other things in my life. Why can't I just get a grip on this? Why is this so tough for me to do? Like, again, why don't I love myself enough to just do this for myself?
But do you love yourself enough to do this?
I don't think I do because I
want
I don't
to
know
love yourself enough to do this.
I do because I believe I've gotten better just joining No BS because I think it has. I have learned a lot about having that, you know, like the body image helped, I think, a lot, and just trying to feel very comfortable in my own skin so I think I do sometimes, but then again, I just feel like when I lose a few pounds, I just revert back to the same old habits. It's like I do well, I get happy, I get a little excited. Oh wow, I'm down 3 pounds. And then following week, again, it's almost like I don't know if the binge mode turns on or again, I just overeat. And here comes the weight back again. So again, I just like, wow.
Do that in response to the weight loss, or do you do that in response to a habit or mindful eating that you have not yet uncovered?
It might be both.
Might be both.
I think it's sometimes habit eating. Yeah, habit eating, mindful eating, I mean, mindless eating. Or I know I've gotten better at, because my husband would even say, I notice when you lose a few pounds, but I don't even tell you anymore because I know you kind of like say, wow, okay, that's good. Now I'm going to reward myself because I did so well. He's noticing that I've lost a few pounds. Now, hey, tap on the shoulder, you know, go ahead and treat yourself to something.
So what if you were to treat yourself to something that wasn't food?
I could do that.
Yeah. So there's an old concept called an urge jar. Do you know the urge jar concept? If you get it like a clear vase, like a cylinder, clear vase.
Okay.
Marbles. And every time you say no to an urge, you deposit a marble in the jar. This is your ashtray. Okay.
Okay.
And by the time that jar is finished, that full, you've got a beautiful thing to decorate, you know, your mantle with, desk or whatever, that reminds you of every time you had your own back.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. I do not expect, and I do not want you to expect, perfection with your urge jar. All right? You might manage one or two urges today and give in to another one. That's okay. Because what you're doing with the urge jar is you're showing yourself those little things that you are doing rather than saying, see, I just gained my weight back, Kathy. Because I bet if we looked at yesterday, we could find a weight loss win somewhere in yesterday. Did you make a plan yesterday?
I did.
Bingo. Did you follow it for breakfast?
I did.
Number two, did you follow it for lunch?
I did.
Oh my gosh, we're racking up change for the ashtray here. Number three.
No. And no? It was breakfast. That's where I was going, not for dinner. And that's, I think, what I'm, but I am tracking the habit tracker.
All right.
So I am starting to see what's going south.
Yes. Did you drink any water yesterday?
I did, yes.
There's five. Did you get 7 hours of sleep?
No. And that's a huge struggle. That's a whole other thing.
Were you 7 hours in bed?
I don't believe so. No.
Okay. So we've got five. And just in, what, 30, 45 seconds of me asking you questions?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We've got five wins from yesterday. Five 18-cent deposits into your ashtray. Did you say no to any urges yesterday?
I'm trying to think. Yes, actually I did.
And we have a marble for your
urge jar. Yes, yes. I was thinking about having ice cream and I changed my mind.
Yeah, here's the thing. And I want everyone to hear this. Weight loss doesn't come from perfection. Weight loss comes from showing up when you have not been perfect, from continuing the work even after an overeat, even after you don't get 7 hours of sleep. It comes from just continually having your own back and staying committed to what you're doing. Okay? It's really, really easy to say, throw your hands up in the air and say, this is not for me. I'll never lose all this weight. Especially if you're overwhelmed with the amount of weight you have to lose. You have to start bringing it back to those little bitty incremental steps. You know, one day at a time, one meal at a time, and keep, you know, putting one marble into the vase. Whatever it is you need to do to help you remember that this is something I'm committed to, even though I'm not perfect. And let's just be honest. Perfection isn't required. In fact, if we were perfect, we would never learn what our next steps need to be. We'd never grow. We would be like at the same level all the time with perfection. Okay. It's in mistakes that we figure out what our next steps are, that we write the course, that we refocus. If you're doing your discovery worksheets and you're doing your journaling and you're doing your habit tracker and you're noticing trends, that's the stuff that forward motion comes from. And that's how you create your self-concept, your commitment to your program, your ways to talk to yourself that are better than what you're doing talking about now. Does that make sense? What do you think about all that?
Yes. I definitely think it's very, very good advice. And I will get better at doing, because that's one thing that I'm not very good at, is doing the discovery sheets. So that is definitely something that I will start doing.
Yeah. I want everyone on this call to think of the discovery worksheet as an assessment tool. What it's going to do for you, it's not a punishment. Oh my gosh, I did an overeat, I have to do a discovery worksheet. No. It's an assessment tool for you to figure out, you know, what happened in this moment. And then over time, do you see any trends? Kind of like you were looking at in your habit tracker.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to do, let's say, 15 discovery worksheets, and then you go back and you look at them and you go, you know what? This is always ice cream. Wonder what it is at 8 o'clock at night. What can I do differently at 8 o'clock at night so that I don't have this ice cream or as much ice cream? You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
it's an assessment tool that is so powerful. It's going to show you through those bits of imperfections what your next step is going to be.
Sounds good.
So,
tell me I will what, keep sure.
Okay. Tell me one small step level up you can make today. Just one small level up, kind of like what I was talking about.
I think I was doing so well with my water. And I kind of asked myself, okay, why did I stray away from that? So that's one thing that I will definitely level up on, is the water. And then I still am trying to focus on getting my sleep. So
water is like super important, because not only does it hydrate you when it's hotter than, as my father used to say, I'm going to talk about my dad, I'll call, I guess. My father used to say, hotter than the fires of hell outside.
Right.
So it's important, but it also helps tap down the urges, because if you're not getting water, your body might be like, look, we're dehydrating a little bit. Maybe if I ask her to eat something, she'll give me something
right.
that has a little bit of water in it. So water is super
exactly.
important. I think that's beautiful. How much water are you going to give me today?
80 ounces.
80. Is that reasonable and doable for you?
Actually, I think it is. What I found is I used to drink out of a 30-ounce Yeti. And I found that, I think that for me, having it on my desk every day, it just seemed a little bit overwhelming. Like, gosh, I still haven't gotten through this. So what I did is I switched to a 16-ounce. So 5 of those 16 ounces, for some reason, makes it much easier to get to that goal of 80 ounces.
Perfect. Perfect. I have my Yeti here too. It's a 20-ounce. And I stick a straw in it. Did y'all know?
Yes.
Drinking out of a straw, you drink faster. Do it.
I love drinking out of a straw. Yes.
I do. Yeah, I drink faster than I drink out of a straw. Okay. Got anything
yes.
else for me?
That is it. Thank you so much. Love the program. Love all you coaches. You guys are great.
You're welcome. I would love, when you do a discovery worksheet, for you to post it in the NoBS 100 group and show us the work. See if, you know, if you want some feedback, ask for feedback. I think that would be a beautiful way to do that. You can also use the, do y'all know about the work only, NoBS work only group, where you can post worksheets and stuff? It's only weight loss work going on in there. You can use that for your discovery worksheets as well. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Diane E., you're next. Here she comes. I love it when people have their hands raised and they mean to. That's so good. Drinking through a saw gives great sensory regulation. Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of that. Hello.
Hi, I hope my internet connection's good. I live in the country, so you never know.
So far, so good. What you got today?
I'm embarrassed because I am one of those people. I've been on the program. I don't know what year I started, but I love you as a coach. And, I know what to do. I just don't do it. And I could relate with the last caller because I self-sabotage myself all the time. And I feel like, my accountability group is two of them now have dropped. And Darla will be proud of me because I'm on the call. This is my first time I've ever raised my hand because I never wanted to get called. So I waited until about 15 after because I thought, oh, there'll be too many. She's never going to call me. And you
It's
called me.
karma. It's karma today, my friend.
Yeah, it's time. It's time. 62. And if you don't take care of yourself, I have the same thing. I just diabetes. And if I would just lose the weight, I could help my body. And why I don't, same thing with the heart, Have I did my plan? No. Why? I don't know. I haven't ate breakfast yet because the later I wait, I try to wait for the hunger.
Well, that's a win. That's a
Yeah.
win,
And I
right?
like the jar because I'm a perfectionist. So.
Well, here's the funny thing about perfectionism. If we it look, I got you. Okay. I had to do a lot of work around perfectionism, especially when I first started working for Corinne, because she would want me to take leaps of faith, and I wouldn't do it because I was afraid I'd be wrong. Okay. So she would push me until I made a decision, and then she would coach me on the decision that I made. The reason I tell you this is because is it possible that you are not moving into action because of your perfectionism? Because you're afraid you won't do it right. Because if you were like me, when you didn't get it right, here comes all the dialogue about, see, you'll never get this. You'll never lose this weight. I don't know why you're trying to do this. You've never done this before. And all those things.
Yeah, with Weight Watchers, I lost 80, 85 pounds, never got to the lifetime,
I know.
but I like this thing. If you're, I've never ever my whole life, you just the food's there all the time, even at work, I can now walk by it and go, I'm not hungry, it's not, and I've
Well, all right,
stopped
let's pause there.
full.
Let's pause there because when we speak in very all or nothing terms, like I can't walk by it and not eat, you're telling me that 100% of the time when you walk by food, you eat something. 100%. You've never walked by food and not eaten.
No, I have walked by,
Right,
not
right.
eight.
The words you use, the way you talk to yourself, your brain hears and believes. Okay. So I want you to be very, very careful. I can walk by food and not eat. Sometimes I choose not to. Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I can walk by food and not eat. And today I'm going to do that one time just to show myself that I can. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yep.
And those little bitty sentences create doable plans, doable results, right?
Yeah, game
Because you're
changer.
not, yeah, you're not expecting to never eat when you walk by food again. You're just going to do it one time today to show yourself that you can do it. And then you're going to make a deposit, an 18-cent deposit into your ashtray.
Yes.
Right? Because
Yes.
figuratively speaking, that's what you're doing. But what I see so often, especially in this group, is that thinking about how I'll never get there because I'm not perfect. I have so far to go because I can't do this all the time. What if you just did it 50% of the time? What do you think would happen if you made a plan 50% of the time and followed it 50% of the time?
That would make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would, even half the time. So embracing The fact that you don't have to be perfect, that every little movement you make in life toward weight loss is a way to understand more about your own habits, what you want to keep and what you want to change, and then making those little bitty incremental changes, as long as you keep looking forward, you're going to keep making steps forward, even when you make steps back. I think that's the whole conundrum of this, right? Even
Yes.
taking a step backward and assessing is making a step forward.
Yeah, instead of feeling like a failure, you're like, I've been here so long. And I like the No BS members and thank you all for the hearts. I just have to give that, feel my heart. I've just gotta embrace it.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I raised my hand, even though I've never ever raised it. But I was like thinking I'm gonna be so damn far on the list now. I'm never gonna get called, and I've wanted to be coached by you a long time.
Oh, well, thank you. There's quite a few people on this call. I want you all to tell me if Diane's coaching helped you today. Just give a thumbs up or some kind of emoji right now if just this talk about imperfection and about 50% has helped. Would you look at that? This is the love and support that you get from this membership, because you're that one person who is like representing today for all the people out there who needed to hear that message.
Thank you.
So, all right, now we're going to move into.
I'm catching myself with the words.
You're doing amazing. You're doing beautifully. Now let's move into the action line just a little bit, okay? So, what time zone are you in?
Central.
Central. So you're with me. It's 10:30, roughly. You haven't made a plan yet. What's your plan going to be today? Are we past breakfast? Are you going to have brunch? You can have lunch. What's the next meal going to be?
It will be lunch, probably a ham sandwich, and I don't know for sure. For sure, a sandwich. I was gonna say potato salad, but it wasn't very good. So the thought of eating potato salad at the store bought, I will probably just slice an apple and have the apple with that. With I
With
try
a
to
hand.
drink with my meal,
Okay. Anything else? You have any chips or Cheetos or girl? I'm a Pringles girl, so there's always a box of Pringles in my pantry.
I try not to bring the chips in the house because if they're open, they're,
Okay.
So if I buy them, it's the individual sacks, which, sometimes you have two, but at least I stop and don't eat the whole bag of 36 or whatever
Beautiful. See?
it's that
Beautiful.
size.
So you've got a ham sandwich and an apple. Anything else for lunch?
I don't think so, no.
What about snack? You going to have a snack today, afternoon snack, or plan one in case you're hungry?
I might have an ice cream sandwich because the summer.
Yeah, I love a good ice cream sandwich too.
Yeah.
What does dinner look like tonight?
I'm going to have steaks on the grill and a baked potato.
Oh, girl, what time?
My husband's a farmer, so it's the good beef,
Oh my goodness.
can't have that in the store for everybody because we sell it, but
right. Steaks and baked potato. Anything else with dinner today?
I got a bag salad, those chopped sunflower crunch, whatever one of those bag salads.
Okay. Anything after dinner? Any dessert? Any evening snacks? Anything that you do after dinner?
Probably a bowl of popcorn.
Okay. Bowl of
So,
pop.
with the
Okay.
movie, so.
All right. Any beer, wine, cocktail, anything like that that you want to plan?
I might plan a wine cooler.
That sounds good. I've got a Pinot Grigio in the refrigerator that's gonna get a wine glass tonight. Beautiful. Okay. So now you have a plan. Does that feel doable to you? Does it feel like something you'll be able to follow?
Yes.
And what about water today?
I usually get in about 48.
Okay.
So,
Have you had any so far?
I have not had any so far.
All right. So when's the first one coming?
After this call, I'm going to rehydrate since I had all the tears.
Perfect. Okay. Now, do you feel set up for the day? Do you feel like you have a plan that you can commit to and you can execute?
Yes.
All right. So when you assess your plan tonight, I want you to write on the plan, "Good job today, friend." Okay.
Okay. Yes.
It's your ashtray. And I want you to do it whether you completely follow plan or not.
Okay.
Because there will be parts of that plan that you do follow. It might be all of it. But if you decide right now that you're going to tell yourself good job at the end of the day, you're going to find reasons. You're going to look for reasons to tell yourself good job. Okay.
Yes, thank you, Kathy. That so worth it, guys. Raise your hand. So
I'm so
worth it.
glad. I'm so glad. I just want you to remember that perfection isn't necessary. In fact, perfection just gets in the way. We have to make those mistakes in order to refocus and see what our guideposts are. Okay? Super important. All right. You
Right.
ready to
Thank
go?
you. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take
Love.
care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. So good. So good. Jen, you're next. So somebody in the chat says, "High fives are a great dopamine boost too, even a mental one to yourself." Mel Robbins has a book out there called The High Five Habit. If you haven't read it, it speaks exactly to that. Basically, what you do is you go into the bathroom mirror and you high five yourself. And it sounds hokey, y'all. It sounds hokey, 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 but you can't help but smile when you do it. When you high five yourself in that bathroom mirror, it feels really good. So if you haven't read that book, it's a good one. Hello, Jen.
Hello, Coach
Hey.
Kathy. So I've kind of got to the point where I've been doing discovery worksheets. I have given up perfectionism as much as I possibly can because I'm learning in that process. So what I'm finding is that when I have, I'll say, too many plates spinning at once, I revert to binge behavior, which has been on and off throughout life. If I have like two plates spinning at once, I can usually be okay. But when the third one comes and I know it's just a season, I keep telling myself it's a season. And then I get frustrated about the eating because work's been crazy, dog had surgery, just all kinds of stuff, right? Like, it, and that's life. Life is not going to be perfect every day. So I'm just looking for, I guess, just unpacking that for me.
So, I am so glad you brought this up because one of the reasons that I love working with this particular group is this right here. Because I feel like some of the nervous system work that I have been trained in can really help in situations like this. So, I'm going to let me get my whiteboard because I want to show you what's going on here. So, you mentioned busy at work. Dog surgery. What's a third plate? Give me an example of a third plate.
Just like it's like living environment right now.
Okay. So when you have high stress at work and the dog surgery, you're pretty much okay. You're managing it, right?
Yep, I can. I can't.
Okay.
It depends on work because I
Okay.
I'm a nurse in pediatrics and I've had a lot of children's aid stuff come too. So it honestly, it was just kind of a
Well, when you have plates in the air that you feel like you can manage and you're not binging and you're not overeating, you're still, true to plan and all that kind of stuff, you're probably at home base. You're feeling like I've got
Yeah,
this.
I
I'm moving.
bounce,
And
but
what's that?
closer to it. I said I bounce like within home base, like go a little bit above, a little bit below type of thing, but yes.
And that's totally natural. I want everyone to understand this. Home base is where you feel like, I can manage this. I'm doing okay. It's grounded, kind of calm, productive, moving through the motions, all that kind of stuff. But when we add a third stressor to Jen, she starts to creep above home base. So what's happening? What are you feeling when that third stressor comes in?
Depth of breath is very shallow. I'm not taking like a good, nice, deep breath. Jaw clenching, a lot of that. I will go for caffeine over water. So I tend to do that. I
So
do get
heart rate
water
probably
in.
goes up a little bit.
And then I think the other thing that happened is the doctor and I did trial Ozempic, except I was one of the fun people that had the heart rate problem where my heart rate was going into the 120s. So that
Oh,
scared,
mess
which is
up.
not normal for me because my heart rate's like 65 to 72 usually. So anyhow, so then it was, I think taking the Ozempic away too is like, okay, that was a tool. It wasn't a magic fix. I'll
Girl,
put it
I
there.
got you with tools. We're gonna give you some tools. Okay. But if you were to name the feeling, what would it be? Frustrated, angry, anxious, nervous? If you were to name the feeling when you have all that on, overwhelmed,
Like overwhelmed, frustrated, like I guess done is like the best word for it.
All of those, the breath, the jaw, the reaching for the caffeine because you're looking for more energy, all of this is raising the energy level into your body, which when your body realizes that, it thinks something is wrong. Okay. Have you ever been like had a super adrenaline rush and you can't really calm down? It's like your body says, okay, I got you. We're going to figure out how to regulate this nervous system. Let's go get a snack because we know that works. Okay. So when you have all of these stressors that come in at one time and you start to go above home base, your body knows that if we send up an urge to binge, you're going to release those stressors for a little while and come back down, right?
Correct. And then it comes back again.
Yes.
Because
And
it's
the reason
not
it comes back is because it's not resolved.
correct.
So I want everyone to hear that when your nervous system gets agitated and you eat, you will regulate. Your nervous system will come back to home base, but your issues won't resolve. You won't be able to manage your issues because you haven't taken care of them. Okay.
Correct.
So.
And to the point, Kathy, that my nervous system, like I have, like a nerve thing on the side of my calf because I was, and I have been walking and I've been starting 5 minutes to 10 minutes to get used to it. But if I get too much stress, like the nerves in the side of my leg go crazy.
Oh my gosh, that's such a good point because the nervous system is agitated. So you know, you have a really strong sense of when your nervous system is agitated because the nerve flares in your legs.
Correct.
So could give you like a list of 30 things to do other than eat. But what I want to hear from you is when you are nervous or agitated, what do you automatically do other than eat? How do you calm down other than eat? Go ahead.
So what I've been trying to do, because I, as you can tell, I live in the forest. So I try to go on a walk around the house because it's in, and I've honestly been trying to take my shoes off to bare feet walk too.
Perfect. Walk around the house. Do you ever walk outside?
No, well, walking around the house outside and bare
Oh,
feet.
around the outside of the house. Perfect. Okay.
Sometimes it is doom scrolling on Facebook because I need some change. I will kind of stop and then I will write down everything that I need to do work-wise, and then I basically highlight things that I do to try and take that off my plate.
Those
And
are
I keep telling my brain that everything will get done. You do it every day. This is not new. But my brain does not believe me at, when I'm in that heightened state, that above home base.
yeah. So let me pull this back over. There's two steps above home base. Actually, it's more like a spectrum. If you think of it like a scale of 1 to 5, home base might be numbers 1 and 2. The numbers 3 and 4 are kind of in a dysregulated place, but you are aware that you're dysregulating. Okay. I can see myself getting super nervous here. I need to go for a walk. Okay. If you don't pay attention during this dysregulated space and you continue to agitate, you're going to go way up above home base. And that's when your primal brain comes online, your thinking brain goes offline, and you're more likely to binge. So for you, it's watching yourself raise up above home base and trying to catch it before you're way up here. Okay. So as you begin to, and the energy starts to add, you start to feel it in your leg, you notice your jaws tensing. That's your opportunity to ward off the binge by doing some of these other things. Now, naturally, you're walking around the house. Connection with nature, being outside, sunshine, it's a beautiful way to regulate your nervous system. Okay. I loved that that was your first thing. That's what I do. I go for a walk. I don't live in the forest, but I go for a walk just up to the stop sign and back, just to get outside, to feel the sunshine, to separate myself just a little bit from whatever's stressing me. And it seems like when I get back, I'm at a place where I can go make my list and decide what the next. Okay, so I love that. Anything creative, any journaling, painting,
I
music.
do journaling, yes. I do that. I try to do that in the morning. Sometimes I don't get to it, but the evening, I try to do that. The other thing I'll listen to is audiobooks.
Anything like that that works your brain from that creative standpoint or has you thinking or imagining is also going to help you regulate your nervous system. There are five core pillars that we all need to have healthy, lives, nervous systems, or whatever. The first is connection. You achieve it through nature. You can achieve it with a friend, an accountability partner, your partner at home, your kids, a pet, anything that you can, emotionally connect with. Okay. Sunshine, which we've talked about. Movement, which you talked about. Just 10 minutes walking around the outside of the house gets the juices flowing, right? Sleep, y'all. I know a lot of us have trouble with sleep. I'm having trouble with sleep right now after this knee replacement, but that doesn't mean I don't go to bed and lay there and relax my body. Okay. So if you
Sleep
can't,
has been a lot better. Like I honestly have a no rule, like a rule now of no technology in my bedroom. So I read a book before I go to bed. I have magnesium before I go to sleep. So I'm doing all and I usually do, like I get 7 to 10 hours. So sleep's okay. The water, and that was not usual because I was usually hitting like 96, and now it's like 40, which is a lot less for me
Yeah,
than
but you
usual.
can you add 8 ounces today?
Oh, yeah. No, I already have. I'm already above that.
Then the fifth one, y'all, is nutrients. Now, think about if you were to eat today, a cheeseburger, chicken tenders, and pizza, it's fine, right? But if you were to eat today, bacon and eggs, ham sandwich, and we'll just have our previous person's menu, steak, potato, and salad. How does your body feel after you've eaten the first one versus after you've eaten the second one?
Very sludgy, first one,
Yeah.
tired. And that's what I do. Like I can feel that within a couple hours of eating. Like it's typically cookies or chocolate right now, and I just want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
If I have, and the other change too is I'm just trying to layer in sneaky protein for me. Because then I find when my protein's better, then I don't want that.
Yeah,
Those quick hits, I guess, is the best way to put it.
exactly. So if you think about those five things, somebody asked me to repeat them: connection, movement, sunshine, sleep, and nutrients. If you keep those at the forefront of your mind, You're going to be able to adapt them in situations when you are above or below home base. Now, I want everyone to hear this too. The goal is not to stay at home base all the time. It's to be able to
Sounds
notice
awesome.
our environmental things that happen to us that make us go above and below home base, or any thinking that we're doing that make us go above and below home base, and to learn how to regulate, to learn how to bring us back to that place where we want to be without eating, if possible. What do you
That's
think?
great. Thanks, Kathy. No, I think that's a just a good thing to just keep those five things playing in my head, even if I have to put it to, on a sticky in front of my work computer.
It's this whole training that I did is very science-based, and it's fascinating, fascinating. In fact, we're going to talk about it a lot at the Diet Culture Detox too, if anybody is interested in joining us there. It's just really, really, really good stuff. It has made huge changes in my own life, and I can't wait to talk about it more. I talk about it all the time, girl. I'm just all in. So that was helpful.
Yes. Yep.
So you already know a few things that you do, and now you have a few others to try. But watch yourself dysregulate. Don't wait. If you can, now you might shoot straight up to above home base and have a binge, and that's just your time to assess. But if you feel yourself going up there slowly, that's your time to self-regulate.
And I think that's just where it is, because I think what's been happening, just I'll use work for that example, is that I just, the situations are just times they need addressing like immediately type of thing. But I'm going, well, like just talking, do they really, is it 5 minutes going to change anything? Because the child's okay, like they're not at risk. There's other people, if I reached out, that could chain, like take care of the child if need be, in the home. But yeah, I think it's just reframing my own expectations, because what I'm learning through the home base above, below, and then that bouncing a little bit, is that I have to find moments to put myself first before I get there
Think about how
all the
much
time.
better that child's care will be if you're regulated.
Oh, it's yeah,
It's
like
huge.
I show up, but then it's like at end of work day, I just want to go to sleep because my brain's already there, and then I get irritated because I haven't shown up for me, and it's not helpful at the end of the day.
So showing up for you is always the core. It's always the first step so that you can not only take care of what you need, but take care of all those people that rely on you. All right.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Kathy. It's very
You're welcome.
helpful.
Okay. Take care. All right, let's do one more, Jody. Jody, let's bring you up. There she is. Come on, Jody. Let's do it. All right, I see you. Unmute. Need you to unmute. Can anybody give Jody some help? What to look for? Looks like she's on her phone. Is there a mute button at the bottom? Try turning the volume up on your phone, maybe. See if that takes it off of mute. What type? Are you on an iPhone? Yes. Yes, iPhone. Anybody got any help? Just press the microphone. She is. Man. Right, do this for me, Jody. Put your question in the Q&A and I'll address it. Okay? Since we can't seem to, it's probably if anyone has not updated their Zoom lately, that's probably what the problem is. So maybe you get off here and update Zoom and stick your question in the Q&A or ask coaches or something and we'll talk, okay? I'm going to put you back down to attendee. There's a couple Q&As. We'll see what those are and I'll be looking for yours too. Can you suggest some ways to find the issue and resolve? So, finding the issue and resolve, I'm going to think I'm not sure, really 100% sure what you mean, but if it's the reason behind the eating, I'm always, always, always going to suggest journaling, Beth. If you can tell yourself, this is what I'm feeling, why do I feel this way in your journal? Or this is what's happening around me, and this is what I think about it in your journal, you are likely going to come up with what's going on around you that is creating the urges to eat. And then once you can figure out what's going on around you or in your mind that's creating the urges to eat, then you will likely be able to come up with some solutions on what to change or what to do to adapt or something like that. And if you can't, can always go to Ask Coaches, can always post in the Facebook group. I have never in my life met a more supportive group of women online than is in our Facebook group. So that's what I would do. Ways to find an issue and resolve it are always going to be best found in your journal. Okay. What makes you go below home base? Good question, because I just talked about above. Below home base is a lack of energy in your body. So it might be around feelings like boredom or exhaustion or sadness or despair. If you think about your posture when you're sad or when you're bored, your posture might be low. You have lower energy in your body. You don't want to get off the couch. You don't want to move around a lot. There's lower energy. So what you have to do is add energy to your body with a little bit of movement. It's a little bit of breathing, maybe, with some connection. When you think about when you call up your best friend and you have a chat, feel pretty good, right? They can all, you feel better just by having a talk with your partner or your best friend or your accountability partner. Anything you can do that can raise your energy when you are below home base will bring you back to home base. Then I've got a Zoom user who's going up and down the same 2 pounds. You're welcome, Laura. I need to know more, Zoom user. It sounds like you're practicing maintenance to me. You're practicing eating within a maintenance range. So think about what small level ups can you make this week? Just one or two can you make this week and then build on them, small steps, build on them over time and see if you can shake it. And if you can't, bring us some data to ask coaches. We got you. We are all about looking at what you're doing. What can we help you with? How can we, how can we help you level up? What kind of little steps can we suggest for you? Okay. Jackie says, I've had surgeries since 14 years old on knees and hips. Put a pillow between your mattress and box spring. This will elevate the bottom of your bed and your feet. This will reduce swelling and you won't have to keep your feet on the pillow. Okay. So you must be replying to someone. That's beautiful. I do that. Boy, do I do that. Put the pillow between my legs. It actually aligns your spine pretty well too, so that you don't wake up with a backache. Jill says, the thought of how impossible this is keeps coming up. Please help. How do I get over this? Just journaling. Jill, small steps. Okay. When you think the thought of how impossible this is, all right, when you think this is impossible, it's overwhelm that comes in. Almost always overwhelm. I have so far to go. There's too much to do. I'll never get this. That's all overwhelm. And overwhelm is will stop you in your tracks. Okay? The only action that happens in overwhelm is no action. So what you have to do is say, all right, I see I'm in overwhelm. I can do one small thing, just one small thing, and decide what that is. It's call your accountability partner and do a plan. It's drink an extra glass of water. Those three things I gave you at the very beginning of the call, 8 ounces of water, or leave three bites behind at your first meal, or go for a 10-minute walk. Anything like that will give you that one step forward and give you the idea that you can take one step forward. Okay. So when you think about how impossible this is, tell yourself, all right, Kathy said just one small step. And then tell yourself, good job, friend, when you after you have completed that one small step. Okay. I've lost 55 pounds slowly. It's now time for me to level up. I'm not using No BS at its fullest. Where should I start? I am better with using digital form, except to unmute. Bless you. I journal and track food daily through apps. I watch replays and listen to podcasts daily. I think it's time to do more homework again. Where should I start? I'm going to tell you exactly where to start, Jody. Later this month, we're releasing a new module of No BS called Making the Basics Easier. Now, I don't want you to wait until then to start something new, but I definitely want everyone in this call to listen to that new module. Okay. You tell me, I would be curious, what do you think your next level up is? Small, small step. What do you think it could be? You said you journal and track through food daily through apps. How about you watch reset replays? Have you listened to Basics 2.0? That's a good one. That's one of my favorite courses. What are you doing? Oh, here's a good one for you, Jody. If you're not doing successful urge worksheets, that's what I would do. That would be your next thing. Discovery worksheets and successful urge worksheets. The discovery worksheet we've talked about is an assessment tool when you have an overeat. The successful urge worksheet is an assessment tool when you say no to an urge. It is so good. I have private clients who say the successful urge week or worksheet gives them a dopamine hit. So try that. Okay. All right, everybody. That's all the Q&A. That's all the hands. I've really enjoyed our time today. I hope you have too. I hope you have come out with something that is doable as your next level up. I really want you to think about my dad and the 18 cents in the ashtray. And where can you deposit your 18 cents today? And then tell yourself, good friend, good job, friend, at the end of the day. Okay? Take care. See you in S Coaches and in the Facebook group.